Good morning, everybody. TruckDriver101.com. Kind of adjusting things right now. Recording's probably going to be a little off. I do apologize. Going through some sound issues. It's time for me to get a new computer. And I'm trying to hold off, guys. Trying to make sure the business pays for itself and not Ken paying for the business. But anyway, guys, what's up? TruckDriver101.com. If you'd like to get a book to tell you about getting into trucking, click the link below because you're going to be seeing this on YouTube. But you can go to YouTube, put in TruckDriver101.com. Well, no, TruckDriver101. You can go to YouTube. You'll see me there. If you want to go get the book directly, you can go to TruckDriverBooks.com. What's in the book? The book is a breakdown of how to start in trucking, where to park, how much the trucking school cost, and it only costs $2.99. Believe me, it will enlighten you in many ways. 12 years of trucking put into a book. 12 years, man, oh man. All right, guys, so I have recently been informed of a woman who was kidnapped. I am not sure if this is real or not, so I'm not going to go into details, but because the recording I heard and the face of the person that was in the recording, I don't know. It just felt like it didn't match up. Maybe I'm being racist. Maybe I'm a racist, but the face and the recording didn't match up. And yeah, it looked like an older black woman and the voice was sounded like a young white woman. And it could be a black person with white cadence. Often I've been accused of having that too. Right. But it just did match up. Yes, it does not make you a racist if you say the man from Japan does not have a Japanese accent. The African-American from the hood does not have a hood accent. And it's completely OK to go the black woman who looks like she's about 50 or 60 years old does not sound like a white woman. Right? It's just a little weird, but that happens. They're not just being honest. So until I get some verification on that, I'm not going to check it out. I'm not going to mention it, but it made me want to bring up safety. And that's what this recording is about. Let's talk about safety. These are basic travel tips for anybody. If you're in trucking, if you're not in trucking, this can actually help you. I'm trying to go through these fast and I'll break them down in details later. So first safety tip, never be alone. Never be alone. Let me repeat that. Never be alone. When you're a truck driver, you may think that you are alone and you're vulnerable. But here's a news flash for you. Never be alone. And here's how you do it. One, you don't ever, let me repeat, you don't ever, ever, ever in a million years have to tell somebody you're by yourself. You don't. When you're out there on the road, you don't have to say I'm by myself. You don't have to let anybody know that. Two, when you're in your truck, go to the store, get you some oversized shoes. You can walk into the big and tall man store, get some really cheap for sale shoes in a big man size. You can find them, get them used on eBay. You know what I'm saying? But put some size 14s if you're a woman or even a man next up front and put them up front. And what that will say is that you are not alone. You're not. It's going to say it very simple and very easily. I'm not by myself. Right. Because you always want to make sure it's some shoes opposite of what you are. Right. So people are aware you're not alone. If you're a woman, get big man shoes. If you're a man, you know, get a bigger man shoes. You know, if you wear a size 13, make sure it's a 14 over there. So if they, you know, somebody breaks in the truck, somebody or some situation happens and they see those shoes and they say, damn, this is a 14. This guy's wearing a size 12, maybe. What the fuck? Right. Makes it look like you're not alone. Two, don't sit stuff in your passenger seat. When you sit stuff in your passenger seat, you are putting up a big sign. I am alone. You are putting up a big sign. I am alone. Don't do that. Nothing should be in your passenger seat. If you want to put something in your passenger seat, make sure it's not sight wise. If you're going to put a trash can, when you get out the truck and you go inside, make sure you put that trash can behind the curtains, because that trash can advertises sitting on that right side, you are alone. Okay. That pocket protector thing that comes down the seat advertises, you are alone, right? You are a victim because you are alone, right? So don't use any of that stuff. Figure out other ways. You don't really need that much junk on your truck anyway. My personal belief is I still stick with the 2-bag system. Everything on my truck that I need can go in 2 bags. And then that bag can go inside of another bag and I'm out. That is the rule I always use. I do not have a bunch of junk in my truck. If I have like a stove or a refrigerator or something, I can always walk away from it. And that means it's going to be small and it's going to be behind the curtain because it's going to be so small. Right. Okay. So, but that's the key thing. Don't let yourself look alone. When you go order food, you can order a cheaper meal. Cheap, dirt cheap meal. Make yourself not look alone. Just do it occasionally. It doesn't mean you have to be ridiculous with it. You can say, yeah, let me get 2 side salads because my co-driver is, in the truck. And you know what? I'm going to take him 2 side salads. Eat the side salads later. Right. Eat a sandwich later. Grab a sandwich so you're getting it for your co-driver. Say it in the truck stop. You don't have to appear to be alone. You don't have to do it all the time. You can do it anytime that you're in a situation where you maybe, you know, you're at a truck stop and by yourself for the night. You know, say something, you know, that makes it appear like you're not alone. That's the first defense right there. I mean, it's simple stuff. You don't, even if you don't do like, you know, well, you don't want to buy a bunch of stuff. Like, you don't have to do that. Right. Just, you know, say, you know what, where's the local place, you know, to go eat, and say, you know, cause my co-driver won't eat inside the truck stops. Bam. Ask how much a shower costs. When you get your shower, ask them the person at the desk, how much does a shower cost? Because my co-driver has to pay. Oh, you know, whatever they say, just dismiss it or, you know, walk away from it. And at the end of the day, what you just advertised is you're not alone. All right. There's a million ways. When you walk out the truck, knock on the door and wave at the window. People do it all the time. Knock on the door, wave at the window. What does that say? You are not alone. What supposedly happened to this woman, and again, I don't know if this is true. Some guy got into her truck and basically held her, kidnapped her. This is what happened. My point of view is this, and I'm not blaming her in any way, but you can always make it appear to people. I guarantee this guy was looking for someone by themselves, especially a woman. He's looking for a woman by herself. Don't appear to be alone. All right. Always use that basic. The most basic thing you can do is knock on the window and wave at the window. Basic thing. It will look like there's someone in that truck. And always keep your curtains drawn. Always keep your curtains drawn because you don't want to say that. Cut the APU on when you get out the truck. Leave the APU on. It'll look like it's not your diesel anyway. Don't worry about it. But it will make it look like you are not alone. Now, if you're going to get a dog that is above tiny dog. A chihuahua is not going to bark loud enough to send a message. You don't want to mess with this car. Right? You can get some reasonable 30-pound dogs, 40-pound dogs that will give you a good growl and a bark. Right? Especially if you add the effect at night. And that dog is about 40 pounds. He's going to gain about 20 pounds. And especially if he's a black dog. Black dogs send a real fierce message. People, I have a black dog. People are more afraid of my black dog because he's black than anything else. And I'm black. So, you know, shit, we scare the hell out of the police. I'm going to fuck around and go to jail. No, I'm just. But seriously. Get an animal that sends that message. Get a pit bull if you want one of those. I'm not a big fan, but, you know, get a pit bull. You can't get a black pit bull. Believe me, everything a black pit bull does, thieves know about because they don't want to go near it. This is a good, you know, message, you know, there when you have a black pit bull. But the whole point of this video is that the first line of defense is not to be alone on the road. The next order is put that goddamn Bluetooth down. Let me repeat that. Put the Bluetooth down. The Bluetooth is nice, it's great, but please understand, It is annoying to people when they're trying to let you know your truck is on fire. Or as I was telling a guy one time, literally who's sitting up there looking in the sky with his ear pressed to the microphone. Hey, Jack, you know, hey, man, your fuel is overflowing.
Whatever, man. Yeah, so let me tell you, while the diesel is just gushing.
One time, an idiot was trying to pay for a cigar. The lady says, which cigar do you want? He says, well, whatever cigar you want. You know, whatever one you bring up. Whatever. You know, whatever. Whatever cigar you got. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Yeah. So what's up, man? You know, I'm, oh, you know. And she's trying, and then he pays for it. First of all, he overpays for it. Gives her $100 bill for everything. And she's like, you gave me too much money. So she gives the money back. He has to give her the correct money. She could have pocketed that goddamn money. She could have took that money. Right. You letting go of good money. Right. You screwing up so you can talk to somebody on the phone who ain't here to look out for you. Put that Bluetooth down. You at a truck stop. You're not paying attention. A criminal could literally be right next to you. I have seen guys literally like the. You know how the guys come out to if you had, you ever not in trucking, if they come out to how do I explain this? When they come out, they want to empty the trash and they want to clean out the whole little trucking area where we fuel. Okay, so they'll be doing that. I have seen guys so into their Bluetooth they don't even notice the guys there. Then they this is while they're driving, by the way. Then they stop and then they get out and get scared by the guy. It's like, get the off that Bluetooth. Get off the Bluetooth. It is stupid. Get off that Bluetooth. You do not need that Bluetooth in your ear when you are doing something. Get off the Bluetooth. So that's the first thing. When that truck, when you pull into a tight place or anything like that, start paying attention. Your rear end is on the line. Put the Bluetooth down. Next thing. Wear clothes that you can move in. Wear clothes that you can flex in. Right. What does that mean? You might have to get out there and get real with a motherfucker. That pants, brother, that's sagging around your ankles. Right. That ain't going to help you in real life with if you got to get in getting. This ain't high school, son. They ain't looking to be fair about it. You know, it ain't like high school where you got time to pull your bands up and walk over and look hard. Right. They might get to coming at your ass right there when you step outside that truck. You might have to step quickly back in that truck. And if your pants around your ankles, son, it ain't going to happen. So pull your pants up, son. Right. I'm not saying that because I'm older. I'm telling you the truth. You have to jump back in that damn truck. You're going to be fucked. Because your pants are hanging down. You know, sag a little bit if that's what you want to do. I ain't here to tell you who to be. Right. I know a lot of people try to sit around. There's nothing funnier than when I listen to some old guy with barbed wire tattoos or some older black guy who clearly used to be on crack cocaine run around telling some young cat about his pants hanging down. I completely feel you, brother. But my point is, when they're hanging down so low, they are impeding your ability to move. Right. You walking bow-legged so you can keep them up. No, bro. No. You know what I'm saying? And lastly, but not leastly, another great way to stay safe. Oh, and that goes for all you country boys too, because some of you sagging your pants, but you don't realize you're sagging your pants because you're just wearing them old jeans from 1964 that you think are still cool with your goddamn cowboy boots on. Get some boots, some work boots, or some gym shoes. You do not need cowboy. Cowboy boots are not going to help you out here on this road. Uh-oh, I know I done pissed some people off. Just like I tell Pookie, gym shoes that look good, that ain't functional, ain't going to help you on this road. You have to run. You have to do something. You're going to slip and fall and break your neck. All right, same thing for them cowboy boots, because some of them are pretty, but don't do a damn thing when it comes to slipping in diesel. Right, or if you, country boy, have to jump back in that goddamn semi-truck with your pants that you don't say is sagging, you just a goddamn good old boy. Right, pull your pants up there and put that plumber's crack away, son. Right, I know you missed the judgmental. I've had motherfuckers try to tell me, your pants are sagging there, you think you're cool. Right, And I'm sitting there going, no, Mr. Bob Wire tattoo, cowboy boot wearing, sagging motherfucker. No, 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 no. I'm not sagging my pants. I've been driving so long, I have no ass. That's what's wrong with me. Right. But back to the real point. Look, I don't care what you are. Make sure you can move quickly in anything when you get out of your truck. Make sure your shoes are tied up. All right. You might, just as fast as you hop out, you might have to hop right back in. Last thing I want to talk about, and last little problem I see, are those who still smoke, and you need places to smoke. Pay attention to where you're smoking, my man, because there are situations where I've seen people smoking, and they're like right next to an alley. Right? That's not a good look, dude. Maybe it's time to get that habit up. You do not want to be smoking because that's the only designated place at a shipper or somewhere. Somebody run over your butt with a hilo, right? Because you next to it, you ain't in no sunlight or light. That's not good. Don't put yourself in that danger, bro. So that's a little tidbit right there for anybody. And one more thing before I go, do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Lock your doors. Especially female truck drivers. I have never seen, I've noticed this, so many female truck drivers, especially young suburban kid truck drivers or country people who've lived in places without violence. I shouldn't be so judgmental racially or feminist there, right? But it's just the truth. I have seen tons of female truck drivers not locking their doors. I don't know what that's about, but lock your damn door. I mean, I remember one time I'm sitting, and I guess, you know, this woman didn't have a copy. I'm sitting at the truck stop. I see this young girl. She works for our company. I wave out of there. How you doing? And I go back to doing what I'm doing. Of course, she immediately thinks I'm trying to screw her, bang her or something. So she gets an attitude, which I don't know. I don't know. I just, high is just too much now. So I should have been, you know, oh, fuck that bitch. I don't know. But anyway, back to the story. Anyway, she jumped out of the truck, and I look over, and I notice her doors aren't locked. I'm sitting there like, oh, I should sit here. I know she was rude to me, but I should sit here and make sure nobody jumps in this girl's truck. She ain't nothing but a fucking kid anyway. So I did. All right, being a bigger man, just because someone's rude to you, always remember, be a man. But I did. I sat there and made sure nobody jumped in the truck, which was running with the keys in it. And I could see her cell phone through the window. Somebody could have just walked up, snatched the keys out of the truck, or drove off with the truck, grabbed her cell phone, which was just readily available, sitting there. I just... Lock your doors. Don't leave your phone and all your technology visible from your window. That's not a good look, guys. Anyway, hopefully some of these safety tips help you. Hopefully you get the gist of what I'm saying. A dog wants me right now, so I've got to go. Truckdriver101.com. Be safe, guys. This is real shit. You got to watch your own back.